Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Bills play-by-play man John Murphy joining us this morning as the Bills get set for the Ravens on the road Sunday. Hey, Murph, last night, I want to start here, Tua was injured in the game with the Bengals. A head and neck injury. He was taken off the field on a stretcher. Does this bring back the discussion about whether he should have been allowed to return in last week's game with the Bills?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It already has. And you know, the NFL Players Association demanded an examination of what went on last Sunday in Miami, and that was already that process was already underway. I don't know how deep into it they got, but this will only put more attention on that. You know, what happened? Now, the league has a for each team on each sideline, there's a unaffiliated neurological consultant who makes decisions about pulling guys out and helps with the evaluation. But the team ultimately has the say as to when that player can return. So with that in mind, last week, the Dolphins, after pulling Tua off the field against the Bills and looking at him in the locker room and going through the concussion testing, decided that he did not have a concussion, and they made the decision to put him back out there. I have no evidence that anything was wrong with that decision except for what happened last night, and who knows if those two incidents are connected. But the Dolphins made the decision, and that will be, I think, the focus of the investigation. You know, who made the call to put Tua back on the field last Sunday? Who said he did not suffer a concussion? And what's the connection between what happened last Sunday and what happened last night? I mean, there's just too many unanswered questions right now, but it's just beginning. I think the debate has just been reignited as of last night.
Well, certainly something to watch as that situation continues to unfold. Moving to the Bills, John, the conversation is still about injuries. Last week, just incredible. I'm still trying to figure out what to make of what we saw in Miami last week between the, physical injuries, the heat injuries, everything that happened in between. Where does the team stand now in terms of being healthy heading into Baltimore?
Well, they're a little bit healthier, but they're not back yet. You know, they've got the obviously, Micah Hyde is out for the rest of the year, but a couple of players who were hurt last week still haven't practiced this week, including Jordan Phillips, who has a hamstring. He is likely to be out a couple of weeks, Sean McDermott said, so that hurts their defensive line depth. Cornerback Christian Benford, the rookie from Villanova, with a broken bone in his hand, he hasn't practiced this week. He's going to be out for a while. Gabe Davis, wide receiver, who did return last week and played a little bit, was limited in practice on Wednesday and did not practice yesterday. He's got an ankle issue. Who knows how long he'll be out. And there are others who did not play last week. Mitch Morse, who has had limited work so far this week. We'll see what happens today. Ed Oliver, same category for him. Jordan Poyer, a key veteran, a starter, same thing. He's been limited. So it's still up in the air how healthy they'll be. There are some critical key players who will not be in the lineup against the Ravens on Sunday, but a couple of others are 50-50 at this point. We'll get a little bit better idea after practice today, I would think.
Is there one player on either side of the ball that you think the Bills really need in their lineup this week from that injured list?
It's hard to pick one. You know, as the week has gone on, and I think more about last week too, I think the loss of Mitch Morse last week, the fact that he did not play the Bills starting center, was a real problem. I mean, they had short yardage problems last week. They had problems running the ball consistently last week. I just think that has to be an issue. Not having Mitch Morse in the lineup, they lost their second string center during the game last week, so that made it worse. So he would be critical. And of course, Jordan Poyer on the other side of the ball, the Bills' starting safety, especially without Micah Hyde. I guess those two would be my choices for, really critical guys who need to play Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer and Mitch Morse.
Losing Micah Hyde, what does that mean for the team? Aside from on the field, John, I'm thinking about a guy who he's been here basically since McDermott and Bean got with the team. He's kind of been through the rise of the Bills so far, and there's something about that steady hand where there hasn't been a ton of turnover on the roster in the last couple of years that's it's been reassuring. Now that's out the window a little bit with some of these injuries, especially with Hyde.
Yeah, I mean, in general, overall, the Bills have been pretty fortunate for a couple of years with injuries, and they went into this year without Tre'Davious White. He is eligible to return after this fourth game, but who knows if he'll be ready next week. But they have dodged the bullet as far as injuries are concerned for a couple of years, and the fact that it's hit with a vengeance this year, I think, is just luck. It's just bad luck. Micah Hyde in particular, I get what you mean. I mean, he and his partner back there, Jordan Poyer, well, I forget the stat, but I had it last week. Between the two of them, there have only been two games out of like 83 since they've arrived here where they both haven't been in the starting lineup. And so it's a vacancy. He's missed when he's not there on the field as a player and as a leader. I thought it was really good that Micah Hyde made the trip to Florida last week to Miami and was in meetings and on the sidelines. I thought that was a good sign for the Bills that he's, you know, at least obviously he's interested, but he's willing to, you know, be there in spirit with his teammates. But he's definitely going to be missed. He's sort of a tone setter for that defense. He and Jordan Poyer, and he's definitely going to be missed. He's a true leader on that roster.
It's going to be rainy and windy Sunday in Baltimore. Wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour, we're told. We know the Bills are a passing team, and I've heard you say that they need to establish a running game. Is Sunday going to be a test for that?
Yeah, I would think so. And look, I know they're a passing team too, and that's what they do best, and they should continue to focus on the passing game. But there are times when they need a better running game than what they've had in order to just establish control of a game and to control the clock. I think it got out of hand as far as, and I know they had a big time of it of possession advantage last week, but they just are not in control when they can't effectively run the ball. And sure, if it's rainy and windy, this would be the game to do it. The Ravens, fortunately for the Bills, the Ravens through the first three games have not been a real good defense against the pass or the run, especially against the pass. So there are opportunities for the Bills to move the ball and put up points this week. But I think regardless of who they're playing, they've got to take care of their own business first. And to me, that includes a more effective running game. And I think it starts up front with better play by the offensive line, which goes back to my point about Mitch Morse possibly returning this week.
John, hate to heap on the pressure at just week four, but you know, looking at the schedule and looking ahead, I mean, really, it's this week and in a couple weeks in Kansas City. These games are huge games in terms of, you know, at the end of the year, where the Bills want to be with home field advantage throughout the playoffs. You got two teams early in the season, and your only chance to really, you know, directly impact their win-loss record and yours too.
Yeah, I mean, Bills fans lived through this last year, right, when they lost the opener against Pittsburgh and went on to lose a really brutal game at Jacksonville, lost at home to the Colts. All of a sudden, they have to go on the road to play the Chiefs in the playoffs. That's what they're trying to avoid. They want to get home field for the postseason. If it's any consolation, Bills fans can think that this is the tough part of the schedule right now. You know, this game at Baltimore, home against Pittsburgh, and then a game at Kansas City, followed by a game at Green Bay after the bye. And after that, quite frankly, the schedule loosens up a little bit. And, you know, I thought going into the year, if they get through the first seven games with the four wins, I think they'll be all right. I still believe that. You know, they could be 4-3 after the Green Bay game and still come out with a really good record and get home field. But obviously, you know, they won a couple of games early on by impressive fashions against the Rams and the Titans, and I know expectations were raised, but this still remains the meat of the schedule right now, and this is the way the schedule starts. So they need a win on Sunday, no question about it, but the schedule is getting a little bit easier as the weeks move along.
All right, great talking with you, Murph. We'll be listening on Sunday. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.